So you haven't figured it out by now. I am in therapy. I didn't think I needed therapy, but when I told everyone in my life who was closest to me that I was going to therapy, nobody was surprised. That's how you know you need to go. That's how you know you're the problem. I signed up. I don't know why I said signed up, like it's a fantasy football league. That's how uncomfortable Indian people are with talking about therapy. I told my mom I was going to therapy, and she told me to try drugs. I was like, Mom, those aren't related. And get out of my room, okay? I still have 2 more lights out. It's not even curfew yet. This is ridiculous. She told me if I wanted to talk to somebody, I should start a podcast. I'm like, Mom, that's not the reason people start podcasts. That's the reason people start doing stand-up, and clearly that's not working out, okay? I need a new outlet. But I looked at reviews first of therapists, which felt weird because it's a person, not a restaurant. This one review said, I come here all the time. Can't believe it's been 10 years with Dr. Linden. Come here all the time. Who's trying to become a regular at their therapist? Not my favorite coffee shop, you know? Also, 10 years? Because Dr. Linden is terrible at his job. This should have an end date, right? I've been doing therapy over Zoom, all virtually. And a lot of people don't like the Zoom therapy. I like it because it puts me and my therapist on a much more equal playing field. Like today during our session, my therapist goes, hey, you may see me typing. I'm just taking some notes. I was like, yeah, what do you think I'm doing? I got a file on you too. And per Zillow, your house value is trash. So I don't think you're qualified to be giving me advice, okay? You live in a studio. Things we both messed up, okay? So I know I need to stay in therapy though, because last week I spent 3 hours researching weighted blankets. Yeah. The sales pitch for weighted blankets is literally, feels like you're being hugged all night. Just say it's for single people. Why are we beating around the bush, you know? They should change their target. They should remake that slogan, right? This is what I think the slogan should be. Do you have a twin mattress? Try a weighted blanket. Because we know you're alone, okay? So I am single in 2022. I don't know why I said that like 2021 was any different. That's I think the reason I'm single is I'm very picky. That's the thing. I like shorter girls. That's my type. You ever date a girl that's too short? It can pose some problems. I dated this girl who was 4'3". Yeah. Every time I try to kiss her, I fellas get a motivational speech at a Little League game. Like, it's hard to be intimate like this, you know? It's tough. The worst thing was every time I'd kiss her in public, people thought I was proposing. They're like, oh, get a picture. I'm like, please delete that. My parents do not know she's white. I will deny if that picture comes out. I will. It's tough, too, because I had a very manipulative ex. So I try to get revenge on my ex, but I'm super petty. So I still have my ex's Netflix password. So every 6 months, I'll go in there and watch a bunch of self-help documentaries to mess up her suggestion queue. And make her realize she's the problem. You know, it's a long game to play, but I think it's working. The most petty thing I did was I viewed her LinkedIn profile a bunch of times, so she viewed my profile, forcing her to see all the skills I've been endorsed for that she claimed I didn't possess. It's like, oh, I don't have communication skills? Well, Bob from Radio Shack thinks I'm crushing it, so you made a huge mistake. Huge mistake. But speaking of Netflix, Netflix made everyone think they need to find love, right? They put all these dating shows, like one after another. My favorite is Love is Blind, if you guys have seen that show. Yeah, that's the one where singles never get to see each other in person, and at the end of the show, they get married. And everyone's like, oh, this is such an authentic way to form a connection with somebody. It's not superficial, not based off looks. And Indian people everywhere were like, wow, relationship not based off looks? What a concept. We've been doing this for 2,000 years, okay? It's called arranged marriage. White people just took it and rebranded it. Because that's what white people do. Arranged marriage sounds bad. But Love is Blind? That sounds like a Twilight movie. It sounds fun. I'd watch that. I can't wait for them to remake this show in India. Will they imitate American culture? They're just going to have couples date, break up, get back together, break up again to focus on their careers, see other people, reconnect, take it slow for 5 years, then get married, only to get divorced in 6 months. Coming soon to Netflix India, Love is White. It's going to be a good show, guys. Be sure to check it out.